Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I'm Rachel.
I'm Gwen.
And here it is.
Done.
We are. It's too late to figure out an actual intro.
It is.
We have a month left of this.
Yes.
A sad.
Sad.
But needed moment in life.
Yes.
Hi. This is my mom. I'm her daughter. And dog of the day is Blaze Boy. In my lap. He wasn't here last podcast because we were in the other room.
Yes,
we were. Or the podcast before that.
Or that. No.
But your dog is in my house.
She is.
She is.
She's the best.
How you doing, Mom?
Oh, great. I have a puppy in my life.
She was your therapy last week. What's your therapy this week?
This week? Oh, I'll tell you.
Okay, great.
Because even though you have a puppy, sometimes things seem like they're falling apart.
The puppy can't fix everything.
But someone said, sometimes when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place.
Whoa.
And I would quote who that is, but it was unknown. Well, that and ice cream. So that was my therapy.
Ice cream's always good.
Always.
I had a Friendsgiving.
Ooh.
And JoJo was invited, and she really wanted to come, but she ended up having rehearsals for a TV special she's doing, you know, Life of a Famous Person. And she really wanted to come. She loves our group here. She loves all our friends. So she sent, at the end of the night, sent a bunch of ice cream, donuts, and waffle cones to make ice cream sandwiches and whatever. And she showed up and everyone was like, what in the world? And it was this ice cream brand I'd never heard of. And it was the best ice cream.
Oh.
And I ate dairy for Thanksgiving the following day for the leftovers and Friendsgiving on Saturday. So I had 3 dairy days. So I ate so much ice cream. Not the greatest.
Oh.
Greatest tasting.
Yes.
But that ice cream, there's some in the freezer. I want you to try it.
Okay, I will.
It's the best ice cream I think I've ever had.
Yum.
Thank you, JoJo.
Thank you, JoJo.
Okay, so.
So that was, yeah. That's
things have fallen into place. If you think they're falling apart, they might be falling into place.
They might be. You never know.
You never know.
Or they could just be falling apart.
If you keep trying your actual best and keep trying to grow and improve, things will eventually, I believe, work out.
Yeah.
It just might not be how you wanted them to work out.
It might be even better than how you thought it might work out.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
All right. My therapy is I'm working really hard. These two things kind of go hand in hand. I'm a people pleaser to the people that I love. And I have a really hard time. We were working on this in therapy. Was I said, I really want to do this thing, but I also want to do the other thing. And she goes, okay, why do you want to do, let's say, A? Like, why do you want to do A? I was like, to make this other person happy. I know they'll be really happy if I do it. She goes, okay, why do you want to do the other thing? I was like, because I really want to. And she's like, right. The first one is not you actually wanting to do it. It's you being a people pleaser. The second one is something you actually want to do.
Yeah.
So she's making me real. I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. I do want to do the first one because it would make the other person happy. I would enjoy it. But the second one is the thing I actually really want to do. And I'm trying to learn the difference between what my people pleaser part of me wants to do and what I actually want to do.
Right.
Because I do love making other people happy. I love gift giving. I love doing acts of service.
Right.
I find enjoyment making other people happy, but I need to check myself and because there's a balance. There should always be a balance because I'm always like, I am putting myself first because I made them happy and that made me happy. No, no.
But sometimes you can do the people please. How do I say that?
It can be both.
Yes, it can be. And you can put your own things aside sometimes.
Yes.
For others.
But it's good to know what I actually want.
Yes.
Because it doesn't mean it's going to make the decision for me. But it is good to know, oh, I really do like that thing more. I'm going to do this because I want to make this person happy. And this other thing isn't that big a deal. Good to know.
Good to know.
And then I'm also learning to try really hard to not avoid confrontation. Some stuff I just let go, or I get really stressed about the conversation. I'm like, oh man, I need to tell this person this thing. And I just freak out over it because I'm like, what if they get mad? Again, it's the people pleaser part of me. Like, what? I don't want to upset them. They're going to be like, what? I'm like, well, I eventually have to tell them.
Is there something you need to tell me?
No.
Oh, okay.
So So it's like, okay, that I need to learn to just go straight into it, because and every time I've done it, I've had a really good reaction.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I was stressed about that, but I didn't need to be.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are the two things I'm learning. Figure out if it's the people pleaser that wants something or I actually want something. And then if I have to have a conversation with someone, just do it. Don't just dwell do it. On it, because
I love that.
You're making it worse in your head than it actually is going to be.
Drawing it out and causing more internal strife. And
exactly. Yeah. So that's been my therapy.
There you go.
That was actually the only thing I truly had to talk about today. But I think that you probably have some holidays for us.
I do have some holidays. I don't know. They're pretty scarce, and you'd think they wouldn't be in December.
Well, it's the biggest holiday season, but it's because it's the biggest holidays.
True. True.
So the little stuff, it just... Oh, my Furbo just went off. I have a barking alert.
Oh.
Sorry, my thing went off. Okay, keep going.
Probably my dog.
That one or a little dog. Go.
December 1st. You know, we're almost done. We're almost done with November.
Yeah. We only got two more days. Well, one more day for you guys.
Yeah. So, yeah. December.
I start Vlogmas December 1st.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. I also have merch out. Christmas merch. Go get it.
Very holiday exciting.
Merch. Winter merch, if you will. Okay, continue.
So start off by eating a red apple.
Why?
I don't know, because it was Eat Red Apple Day. There's over...
I don't like red apples.
Okay, have you had Honeycrisp?
Okay, those are not a red apple to me.
Oh, because they're multicolored.
A red apple...
Delicious, ew, yuck, yeah, mushy, you know, disgusting. No.
They artificially made those to be the cheapest and last the longest, and they have the worst flavor.
They're horrific. Have you had the Cosmic?
No.
That one's pretty good. It's like a cross between, I think, a Honeycrisp and something else.
I love a Honeycrisp.
So, I love Honeycrisp. It's my fave.
Delicious apples can go die.
Oh. I used to really like Granny Smith, the green
the sour
tart.
Yeah, they're sour.
And now I don't. Now I'm a Honeycrisp girl.
If someone hands me just slices of cold apple, yes, every time. Except if it's Red Delicious.
No,
that
no,
can
thank you.
Go play.
It's mealy. It's mealy.
And it's like
flavorless.
And no, it's like bitter.
It's like yuck.
I don't like it.
Smear it with peanut butter and make it better.
No. It can't even be a condiment spoon.
No.
It belongs in the garbage. And that's the stuff they give to kids, quote unquote, for free at schools.
Yeah.
They're teaching them to hate fruit and vegetables. The school system, flawed in so many ways.
Oh, my.
All right, you can keep going. Okay. I'm done with my anger.
December 2nd is Special Education Day.
Oh, yay.
In 1975, President Ford signed a law that every disabled child is entitled to an education that meets their needs.
And that's amazing.
I'm so glad that they did that, because before they wouldn't give any kids that had disabilities the kind of educations they needed.
How messed up is that?
So messed up.
When was that, 1975?
1975.
So 45 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
48? I don't know.
I was in high school.
Oh my gosh.
All right. This one I'm excited about. Okay. December 4th. Cookie Day. Yes, please. Can you guess the top?
I'm sorry. The gardeners are back.
They are. They love us.
Is it every Wednesday now
for them? It must be.
They have never a day in their life been here.
That's okay. Were they? Well, I didn't see the shadow.
I heard them.
I heard it.
Bring a trash can over. All right. Sorry.
That's okay.
Can you repeat yourself? Because I was so distracted.
December 4th. Cookie Day. Now, I want you to guess the top five cookies.
In the world?
I don't know if it was America or the world.
Wait, is it a brand or a type?
No. Like
chocolate chip.
Freaking made.
Okay. Chocolate chip.
Number one.
Peanut butter.
Number two.
Snickerdoodle.
Number five.
Sugar.
Number four. You're rocking it.
Because there are only so many types of cookies.
Oh, there's so many types of cookies.
Fudge?
No.
That sounds good though. A fudgy cookie?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of the different types of cookies there are. Oatmeal.
Oatmeal raisin, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the top five. You got the top five.
Is an airplane landing on my wall?
It sounds like it.
I think they're landing an airplane on my wall.
I think they have toy cars that are going vroom, 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 right across the wall.
How is it that when we recorded at 10:30 on a Wednesday, they were out there? Hi-ho.
It's
hi-ho.
Late.
It's off to work we go. And then it's almost noon.
And they're working.
And they said, hey, we're clocking in.
Yeah.
Let's get some dirt raised up in this business. Some flowers planted and some grass mowed.
It does sound like they're going against your wall.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be distracted, but continue. I got all my cookies down.
My last one's December 5th, International Volunteer Day.
Love that.
And I'm excited because I'm going to go help Direct Relief International again. This time we're doing dental kits. But they don't have an afternoon one this time. They only have a morning shift.
That's fine because Zara actually signed Abby and I up for something without talking to us. But of course she knew we'd say yes. Where we're going, it's through a foundation my friend actually started. And we're going to go do Christmas shopping for families.
I love that.
And so we are going to go get them, you know, the staples that they need and certain clothes. Great. And socks and whatnot. And then we give them back to the foundation and they wrap it and stuff for them. So I'm actually doing,
I love that.
Well, I gotta look up what day it
mine's,
is.
Mine's not on the 5th, but it's just, you know, that week.
I don't believe mine is on the 5th either. Let's see. Wait, I want to see what day it is because I didn't put it in my calendar. It's on December 5th.
There you go. Good for you.
I didn't even realize I'm a part of this.
There you are. You're a part of something international.
Love that community.
Love that.
And I love Zara for just being like, hey, I signed me and my husband up for this, but he can't go. So you guys are going with me instead.
She's a sweetheart.
And I was like, all right. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Those are great holidays.
Those are holidays.
Except the red delicious apple.
Well, you can eat a kind of red. Honeycrisp.
I call them orange.
Cosmic. We're going to try the cosmic. Let's
try. What color are they?
It's red, but I think it has some yellow hues, but it has little speckles on it like stars.
What?
I know. So I'll bring you one. I brought you banana nut bread today.
I had an apple slice. It's delicious.
Should have brought you an apple.
Well, no, it's not apple day.
True.
It's not even red apple day.
It's not. I don't know what today is. Podcast day.
Because today's Wednesday? I don't know.
I told you last week what it was, but I forgot.
I already did too.
Oh, okay.
All right. That sounds great. Everything's great. But before we move on, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Okie dokie. You ready, Mom?
I'm so ready.
You going to hit me first, or you want me to hit you? Top trends on the internet.
I have one.
Tell me about it.
Okay. The top trends on the internet on my phone,
yeah,
are everything you say, I see them after you say them, because I think my phone's still listening to me. Because then I see the phone taped up on the ceiling and the person dancing. I'm like, Rachel told me about
this.
Oh,
I have one of those to post. We did that at Friendsgiving and I need to post it today. You want to know what that is, Mom? I had a tech person explain it.
Tell me.
It's not that sometimes your phone's listening, but what it is our phones are near each other. So because you know your phone always knows your location.
Right.
So what I've had this explained to me where if you spend time with me and it knows I'm adamant about a certain trend, or like, let's say I was a giant Swiftie, okay, and our phones are near each other and it reads what I like or what's big in my area or
this
big
is
in
a
my
little
house.
Scary.
Yeah. And so like if you started traveling, if you moved to Arizona and never told your phone that you lived in Arizona, you would start getting Arizona ads based on your geolocation.
Do you get chicken things?
Sometimes.
Do you get homesteader things?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But so what I am like, if you're staying at my house and I'm a huge advocate for Crest 3D whitening toothpaste, you might start getting ads for that.
Oh my God. If that hooks up tomorrow.
It's just because like it does it by your location. So it knows this household, this is the big trend here. This is what we always use. And it's like, oh, you're hanging out with those people. You'll probably like this then too, even though you haven't searched it before. So it syncs up to what trends on mine.
Okay. Well, I always get your trends after the fact.
Because you hang out with me.
I do hang out with you.
And then you would get them after.
Right.
Right? I love that that's your trend. That's the trends I've already talked about.
It's the trends. They're old trends. You've already told me. They're popping up on my phone. I go, oh, that's what she was talking about. A little late to the game, but hello.
Better late than never.
Exactly.
The one trend I've been seeing, again, it's all Christmas stuff, buy this, buy that. But one was that people, they'll go to the grocery store with their mom or their significant other, and then they'll split up in the grocery store, and one of them will text the other being like, some dude just hit me in the bread aisle or something, or mom, some girl's harassing me or something.
Oh, I'm so there.
And they're secretly filming the person, and then you see them like book it to the aisle. And then one dude texted his wife and said, LOL, some chick is hitting on me in the sheets aisle. And she looked at her phone, giggled, and put her phone away.
That's funny.
And so like you can either film like the reaction right when they see it, or this one chick, or I don't know, was it a boy or a girl, texted my mom that some woman was yelling at me in this aisle, and you see the mom book it around the corner quicker than anyone else, and the look on her face was she was about to end up in jail. Yep. And I thought that was hilarious. So it's a very mean prank.
Yes, it is.
For those poor mommies. The one with the, like, this person's hitting on me, I think that's funny. Because the wife was clearly so secure. Yeah. Or she was like, please, take him away.
Like, take him.
Yeah, just get, she doesn't care. So I think that was really funny. That's a fun trend I've been seeing. All right.
Cute.
What's the next thing what have you learned anything?
I did learn some things and I was really excited about one of them.
Oh, but not the others.
I have to put my glasses on for this one because I have to read it. I know, boring.
It's not there boring was a that birth, you didn't memorize it.
I didn't memorize it.
Fine.
There was a birth of a rare Eastern black rhino.
Oh, that was a big thing to memorize.
Yeah.
The title.
And I'm not done. It was on the critically endangered species list. And they did this in Chester Zoo in the UK because they've been using technology to track the hormones through their dung. But they figured out how to do that with technology.
Is dung another word for poop?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just trying to be polite.
Oh, I wasn't.
And actually the article did say dung. Anyway, so I thought I'd be fancy and say dung too.
Anyways, you write it down?
Dung.
You did?
And they're giving this information that they've learned to rangers and other zoo people in Kenya so that they can boost the numbers in the wild.
That's amazing.
I was really excited about that.
That's really great.
Bringing back something that's almost extinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be extinct if us humans weren't stupid.
Well,
but at least we're using the smart part of us to bring it back.
Yeah.
We could just stop destroying the earth.
We could.
I mean, I'm trying.
I've been trying too. I've been trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby started collecting cans and bottles to.
Oh, I forgot to bring her.
That's
mine.
Okay. Because we put them in the recycling, but now she's taking them to a certain recycle center and she gets money back for it.
Dad used to do that. And then
used to do that.
Yeah. He just got to a point. I think I'm tired and I'm old. So
yeah.
He doesn't want to. So I said I was going to save them for her and I forgot to bring them.
That's fine.
Next week.
I'll see you. I'm actually going to be in Santa Barbara on Friday. I have a dentist appointment.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog. I got a dentist appointment. I got a teeth cleaning I got to get to.
Nice.
All right. I learned.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trend / I learned.
Okay.
That people are becoming aware, and I didn't know this, and now I'm learning it, that Black Friday sales are most likely poopy.
Yes!
Did we talk about this last
week?
No,
but I saw that. No, we talked about Black Friday.
Black Friday
and that we don't like it because it's crowded and they need to have an aisle for us, not
correct.
Black Fridayers.
People were boycotting Target. I don't quite know why. I didn't research it. Sorry. I just didn't have time to get political this week. But people were looking at Targets were empty because people are boycotting, but also they would go, they'd take the Black Friday sign and move it and you'd see the real price behind it and it was the exact same price.
Yeah, I saw that with a couple other stores, like Kohl's and other stores, where they just lift the ticket.
Yeah.
Sticker ticket. And it's the same price underneath that was on sale last week.
Yeah.
Or they had it for, it was cheaper last week, but they put the Black Friday on top and it was a couple dollars more.
Yeah.
It's like, they're doing that. They're making
you think there's a sale. And a lot of people said that they've been, for a couple months now, screenshotting the prices of something they've want. And they're like, it was actually on sale the week before.
Yes.
Or the month before. And then it's not actually on sale, but they're saying the original price is higher than it actually is.
Yes.
Or it's been on sale for a month and they're saying this is a special Black Friday sale. And so people are on to the fact that Black Friday is bull.
Yeah.
Because corporations aren't actually going to give you a deal ever.
I think before, in years past, they were real.
To be, yeah.
But things are changing, Rachel.
Yes.
They are changing so much.
They, gosh darn it, we want to trample people for TVs and things. We don't actually want to do that. I'm glad that everyone's starting to figure out that Black Friday is dumb. Yeah. Well, Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll probably have better deals. Probably. Actual deals.
Probably.
I don't know. Mom, you got a text message just now. How dare you? You sneaky dog. You're not. Whatever. Okay, so yeah, that's what I learned.
Yeah.
Do you have any updates?
Did we talk about self-checkout? I feel like
no.
I was talking. Oh, then I don't have an update.
Wait. Can you give us the original date and not the update?
I thought we talked about, okay, self-checkouts. Well, they did a research thingy and found out that self-checkouts aren't that great for everybody. Like, because it causes loneliness, because you're not interacting with the person. Some people, that's the only people they talk to is the person who takes their coffee order or the checkout lady or
sounds like you need to figure out how to find some friends.
No, there's just some people that are alone.
Oh, I know.
And
there are places where there were countries that set up aisles for older people who want to chit-chat with the checker while they check out.
Yeah.
It's like the slow lane is what they call it.
But they're figuring out that it wasn't that great of an idea for some things. So they're talking about the stores that have gone completely self-checkout.
Oh, yeah. No, you should always have a line with actual humans, for sure.
So they're trying to make it so there's more helpers in the checkout line or things like that.
Which is, I never thought any store should ever go full self-checkout.
No.
One, because when I buy produce, you guys, the checkers have all of those codes memorized. And it takes me so much longer
to type it
all in.
Find
so if
it
I have a lot
screen.
Of produce, I go there. Also, if you're buying alcohol, you have to go to the normal. But I know that there are people who hate using those.
Yeah.
And also, they say, to make the lines go faster or whatever. But it's really so you don't have to pay as many people. But I love how now they're just having to put more people on the self-checkout.
Yes.
Like, well, you guys just did it to yourselves.
Yes, yes.
There are times that I'm just getting one thing and I don't want a social interaction. I absolutely love it.
No, that I agree with, because you don't want to stand in line with four carts that are filled to the brim.
No.
And you've got a gallon of milk.
Yes.
Hello, or my ice cream. Hello. It's melting in my hand. Give me the self-checkout.
I love the self-checkout line because you're not lined up for each register. You're lined up for all the registers.
Yes.
Which I think all line systems should be. That goes so much faster because you hate playing, which line should I get
exactly.
in?
And then it's always like, oh, I chose poorly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and then I feel like people that have an issue or like are taking longer don't have to feel bad about it.
Yes. And you know, when I take longer, if there's an issue or a problem, I'm always turning to people behind me going, sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel really bad.
So self-checkout, yes. But also the line system should work where it's just one giant line for all of the open registers.
Okay, now what about self-checkout at fast food places, which you rarely go to?
I've seen those a few times. I don't trust them.
I don't like them because you can't special order. Like,
correct.
No cheese or no...
Hey, can you? I know you at your Taco Bell like to do melted shredded cheese instead of nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And you can't... That's not an option. You have to tell the person to their face, this is how I'd really like. Could you just stick it in the steamer really quick? That's why I don't go to Taco Bell very much anymore. Because I like it a certain way.
You are ordering,
I'm the one that holds up the line.
You are that person because you are that person. I don't. Every time I've used one of those at a Taco Bell, I don't end up getting my food.
It's really strange.
Because I'll always hit no receipt just out of, I'm like, I don't want the receipt.
And McDonald's is doing that too, apparently.
Yeah, but then.
So it's like, hello, I'll do drive-thru.
Yeah, but I go, oh, no receipt. And then I'm sitting there and it's been like a half hour. I'm like, hey, where's my food? Like, where's your receipt? And I said, I hit no receipt. And they're like, oh, we don't know.
I'm like, what?
And I pull up my credit card saying, being like, I have the food charged. And they're like, yeah, we don't know what you ordered. And I was like, can I tell you? And they're like, no, you have to. I'm like, What in the world?
Wow.
So that's happened to me a couple times at a Taco Bell. And so I'm like, well, either I have to remember to print the receipt, but yeah. It's so second nature. I'm like, I don't need a receipt. That's just trash.
It's more paper, more trash.
Yeah. So it's a whole hoopla, but no, I don't go to fast food often. So no. I don't think about that.
Yeah. But it's
I do understand that some people need the social interaction.
Yeah. I mean, fast foods can have one kiosk, but
I think it's,
the rest need to be, people want to order their food the way they want to order their food.
I think you should, every establishment should have both.
People, yeah, I do too.
Multiple of each.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, we got that out of the way.
I have no new updates.
Nothing, huh?
Absolutely
How's
nothing.
How's your skin scrubber going that I never got?
How about when we're done with this, you ask for it. I'm always going to
forget. And you know when I
so stop making me feel bad. You know when you
I remember in the shower and I'm like, oh, I forgot to get that thing from
Rachel. I actually thought about it this morning when I was in the shower. I was like, ah, I got to give that to mom. But you're not allowed to make me feel bad if you also forget.
No, I don't
want to
make you feel bad. No.
It's fine. But actually, okay, I was going to make this my confession, but I'll talk about it now. Because I ate my confession slash update, because I'll start over.
Here
it is. My back started breaking out again.
Oh, no.
And I was like, man, is it the scrubber? But I've been using the scrubber for a while. And then Abby, I mentioned it while I was in the shower. I was like, babe, my back is breaking out again. And I don't know why. And she goes, you had dairy for three days in a row. I was like, dairy makes me break out. Mm. It's not good for you. It's not good for your body. Your body doesn't like it.
Oh, mine likes cheese.
Well,
cheddar cheese. Hello and yes.
No, your body doesn't. Your
cheddar
taste buds do.
And chocolate ice cream. Give me the dairy.
Your body doesn't. Your taste buds do. I promise your body would feel a lot better if you gave those up.
My body system might, but my emotional state and my...
I am saying it's not good for your body state.
True.
I never said anything about your emotions or your soul.
Okay.
Saying your body state.
Okay.
All right. Did you have anything on the internet that made you smile?
Oh, it wasn't on the internet. Of course not.
Okay. Well, was there anything in life that made you smile?
My flannel sheets.
Did you put your flannel sheets on?
I put my flannel sheets on my bed and I crawl in and my toes are toasty warm.
How often do you clean your sheets?
Once a week.
When I was a child.
Yes.
I don't recall my sheets ever being washed.
Oh, they were washed. You just didn't know.
When I was in high school?
No, that was your responsibility.
Yeah, no one told... Why didn't you tell me you were washing my
sheets? You were
already
doing your laundry.
You didn't tell me how often my sheets needed to be washed.
Once a week.
Why would you wash them in secret and never tell me how often they need to be washed?
Well, I didn't do it when you were in high school because you're doing your own laundry then.
Yes.
That's laundry.
Mom, listen
Therefore,
to my logic.
Therefore, do your laundry.
Correct. Listen to the words that I am speaking.
Okay.
When I was a child,
yes.
I knew that you cleaned my dirty clothes.
Yes.
And I learned how often they needed to be cleaned.
Right.
But apparently you cleaned my sheets in secret.
No, it's like when you guys were in school, I would wash your sheets.
Mom, I was homeschooled.
Not always. Well.
For all of elementary school.
Okay.
So
I did. I washed you and all four of you. I washed them all on the same day.
I have no recollection of this.
Yeah.
So you just said you did it when I didn't know.
Well, I didn't do it in secret. I just did it. You weren't paying attention. You were probably playing with G.I. Joe or something. Or spying in the backyard.
Yeah,
you could have been spying on what I was doing, and I was washing your sheets.
Okay. You never taught me how often my sheets needed to be washed. Therefore, when I started doing my own laundry, I didn't know my sheets needed to be washed.
Okay.
And then in college, I literally never changed my sheets.
Okay.
And I'm blaming you for this.
Okay. But common sense, wouldn't you crawl in and go, oh, this feels a little weird. Oh, this is a little smelly. Or, oh.
I didn't smell.
I know you never smell, but I don't know.
I always wore pajamas, so my skin really never touched my sheets.
Some people can go 2 weeks or more without changing their sheets. Some can.
I went a year.
Okay. I have a thing about beds, though. They have to, the sheets have to be clean. I don't know because you were the fourth kid. I'm sorry. I don't know that I told anybody.
I had my friends being like, oh, yeah, I washed my sheets today. I'm like, what? Why? Did you change them into your flannel sheets? They're like, because I remember that come Christmas time,
winter.
You put snowman sheets on my bed.
They're warm.
And they're like, no, you wash them. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, well, how often do you wash your sheets? I was like, we don't.
Well,
like that was my answer. It was like, we don't wash sheets?
Yes, we do. We do. We did.
Now I wash them every 1 to 2 weeks.
I was never told to clean your windowsills.
I was never told to clean your windowsills. And I go to my friend's house and her windowsills are clean. I go, how'd these get so clean? She goes, I clean them. I'm like, well, how do you clean them?
Because that sounds like a lot of work.
Cracks and there's all these things.
That sounds like too much work. They can be dirty.
It's what? Like detail stuff we weren't taught.
I obviously wasn't taught.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Some things you have to learn on your own.
I was just wondering, because I thought none of us cleaned our sheets. But now I'm learning that you just did in secret.
It wasn't in secret.
Sounds pretty secretive to me.
It was not in secret.
I didn't know about
it. I'd wash your blankets too, especially because you guys had cats in your room.
Our dog Sally slept on my bed while she was in heat.
Yeah. So I washed them. How do you think they got clean?
I don't remember them ever being clean.
Oh, they were. Your sheets were clean, I promise.
I was a dirty kid too. You're perfect. That was dirty.
You got a bath every night. You may be dirty when you got in the bath, but you went to bed clean.
I think I stopped baths before everyone else, like age-wise. Because again, I was the last kid. And then I was in charge of like showering myself at, I think, age 7. And it didn't happen very often after that. Now I'm a stickler. Now yep. I'm 1 to 2 showers a day.
Yeah.
And my sheets are cleaned 1 to 2 times.
Good.
Like every 1 to 2 weeks.
There you go. There you go.
All right. So your flannel sheets made you smile?
They did make me smile.
Well, they made me upset just now.
Clearly. Another fail is apparent.
You didn't fail. I'm just confused. I thought I was going to be like, Mom, did you know? I started this thinking, Mom, did you know you're supposed to wash your sheets? And then I got bamboozled.
You got bamboozled?
I didn't mean to be upset. I was going to inform you of something. And then I'm upset because I missed out on a learning opportunity.
It's okay. Maybe I assumed you saw me so you'd know. I don't know.
I was busy outside.
There was a lot to learn.
I was living in a tree.
You were most of the time.
I just came in to sleep in my apparently clean bed.
Right. With animals.
All right. Well, what made me smile on the internet is I screenshotted some memes. Also, I got a Christmas tree. I'm very excited about that.
Yay.
I saw someone say, Nike dropped Allyson Felix for getting pregnant. She came back 10 months after giving birth and beat Usain Bolt's record for world title. LOL, motherhood flex on 1,000. This has happened so many times where women get pregnant in sports and people are like, are you going to be able to, you know, continue your career after this? And then they come back even better.
Yeah.
Shut up, everybody. And Nike, how dare you drop her for getting pregnant?
How dare you?
And then...
They should have celebrated her.
Right. They could have done a workout maternity line. Why aren't they doing a workout maternity line?
Exactly. Why not?
Why are you missing out on an opportunity for money, you idiots?
Target's just bombing everywhere.
One thing sets me off and then I'm gone. All right. And I saw another one that said, eating alone in school. Wow, I feel so self-conscious. I'm miserable. Eating alone now at work. This is the most relaxing part of my day. That is true. I saw another one that said, me being waterboarded. Gross. Is this Dasani? Do you get it? Like, the water is gross. You don't get it.
Dasani's disgusting.
So like,
the water.
They're just saying they're getting waterboarded and they're so distracted about the fact that it's a gross water.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Sorry. All right. Sheets.
Dating tip. If a guy tells you he's not very political, he's actually conservative, but learned that won't get him laid. Hi-yo! And then also, he's very privileged for not being political. If someone's not political, they are extremely privileged. They're like, oh, I don't do politics. It's because it doesn't affect them. And that's a privileged statement. What?
Some people don't do politics because it's very frustrating.
Yes, because they've looked into it.
Yeah.
And they have political beliefs. They're like, I can't keep looking into it because it's frustrating.
So frustrating.
They are political.
True.
It's the people that are like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't look at anything. It's, oh, yeah, blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Okay.
Okay. Decision paralysis is so funny. I'm like, do I want pizza for lunch or a burrito? And my brain is actually like, I'd rather starve to death. You know when you're like, what should I eat for lunch? Yeah. You can't think of it, so you don't eat anything?
You don't eat anything.
What a dumb thing to do.
Well, ice cream.
Do you eat ice cream for lunch?
I have. I've had it for breakfast.
I love that. All right, before we play Mad Gab, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. My mother just used the word poignant.
I did.
No, you're okay.
I'm.
You knew not to.
No, it just came out of my mouth.
Poignant. What does it mean, and why? Who it says was a it?
I did.
Poignant. Who in the world is poignant?
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel.
Do you want to hear what I thought was poignant?
Yeah, well, great, because I have some context clues as to what that word means.
Sometimes you'll never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Aww.
Poignant. Dr. Seuss said that.
What's poignant mean?
Poignant. Look it up.
All right.
I'm making her learn because apparently I didn't teach her about sheets, so I'm teaching her about poignant.
Poignant. Evoking a keen sense of sadness or regret.
Oh. That's I and feel very poignant right
I
now.
I'm now using this as a learning opportunity for you, mother.
Poignant. I thought that meant, you know, it meant something. It was
sharp or pungent. Poignant.
Poignant. Did you look up pungent or something?
Poignant. If I say poignant and it brings up a word that's spelled slightly like that, then I'm thinking it's poignant.
A meaningful than meaningful.
You mean
thought provoking.
That's not what poignant means.
Okay. So I apologize.
Painfully affecting the feelings.
Okay.
Deeply affecting, touching.
There we go.
In a negative sense.
Thank you.
No, but in a negative. Look at that picture. That guy's head is his head down. It's in a negative sense.
Well, sometimes you don't appreciate the moment until it becomes a memory. That's kind of sad at times, too.
Yeah.
Enjoy your moments because one day they'll just be memories.
Poignant comes to English from French and before that from Latin. The root of all languages, specifically the Latin verb pungere, meaning to prick or sting. Several other common English words derived from including pungent, which can refer to, among other things,
stinky.
A sharp odor.
Stinky.
Affecting, impactful, moving, touching, synonyms.
But moving,
it's in a
touching.
Negative sense. So you're close, but that's it. Okay, you also said you had one other thing.
I had a confession. You know how I scared him.
Hold
I'm
on.
So
one of the
sorry.
Dogs. Hold on. Little dog. Wait. I got to go deal with little dog after this. She apparently had a very diarrhea poop and just threw up.
I'm what? Sorry. Should we go?
No.
Okay. My confession.
Oh, yes. Give me your confession.
You know how I said I was going to bring my computer? I was going to help you set up your sewing machine.
Yes.
And you were going to help me with my computer because I couldn't get it to work right.
Yes.
So my confession is I finally, after 3 weeks of battling with this, rebooted it. And now it works fine.
You just had to restart your computer?
Yeah. That's old school. Back in the 80s, just turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah, that still works today. If something doesn't work, turn it off. Wait a second, turn it back on.
That was my confession. I thought, oh, my laptop's done. It's toast. No.
My laptop actually did break.
Oh, no.
The battery, when you plug it in, the battery charging thing blinks, and I looked up what it meant, and it means that I need a new battery.
Oh.
Old computers used to last so long.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't.
No, they make them that way.
I know that, and it upsets me.
It upsets me too, Rachel.
I'm upset.
I can tell.
But you got Pages to work? That was your thing?
Yes,
I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. See, I got a printout.
Now all you need... Do you know you can print from your phone?
Oh, that is so much harder. Yes, I've done recipes on my phone.
Printed them?
It printed them.
Yeah, you can.
Two-sided. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I turn off color so I save ink.
Look at you go.
Look at me go.
See, you can print from your phone.
But how do I get my pictures from my phone to my computer? That I still have not figured out.
AirDrop.
Oh, now you're throwing words at me. I thought you were going to say iCloud, and I'm like, I don't know how to get into that.
AirDrop.
All my pictures on my phone.
Oh, not all of them. You could. It would just take you a really long time. Oh. Plug your phone into your computer.
That's old school. I don't think that works anymore. I used to do that. It used to work.
Very much still works.
Okay, I'll see if I have a cord that does that.
You just need a phone. Can you charge your phone from your laptop to your computer?
You can do that?
Oh, my God.
You have to plug into the wall.
No! You just need to plug into a power source.
Into the wall.
No, you're
or my little portable charger. But that doesn't help my pictures.
Okay.
I'll try it. And that'll be my update next week. If my pictures downloaded to my phone, if I plug it into my computer somehow.
Okay. Does your charger for your computer that goes your charger for your phone that goes into the wall.
Yes.
When you take it out of the wall and you take it off the little two-prong thing.
Yeah.
Is it a normal USB looking plug or is it the littler USB-C one? Is it a tiny itty-bitty sliver? I think it's little. Great. You can plug that into your laptop.
Where I plug in the cord to the power cord.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll try that.
Unplug the cord from the wall adapter and plug it into your computer.
Okay, got it.
Open your phone so it's opened. Open your laptop so it's open. Mm-hmm. And then go to your iPhotos.
Okay.
And then it'll be like, do you want to sync? And you say yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Or there's a little thing on the side where after like a second, it might take a minute or two because you might have a lot on your phone or whatever. I do. On the left of the photo things, it'll show up.
Okay. I'll try that. That'll be our update for next week.
Okay. And if you can't figure it out, bring it.
Okay.
And then I'll try and solve it for you there.
Or just turn it on and off and then.
Yeah. Blaze is all wrapped up in my cord right now. How did you get the head and I ended up with the butt again?
I don't know, but I'm very glad. Although he has not been stinky at all.
He has been the last few days. That boy has ripped some. I thought he was hotboxing me. Even with the windows open.
Don't know what that means, but I can imagine.
Hotboxing? Yeah, it's like when you fill the room with something. It usually has to do, like you hotbox a car with weed.
No, I don't know how, but okay, yeah.
You roll up all the windows. I don't do this, but like you smoke a joint or something in the car and the whole car fills with weed.
Oh, I've seen that on shows. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was hotboxing me with farts in the office.
And the police usually stop you and you unroll the windows.
So all the smell and stuff gets out. Yeah.
Have you been smoking? No. Yeah, I've seen those shows.
Yes.
Okay, now I know what that is.
Or it sounds like a DARE commercial.
A DARE? Oh, okay, got it.
Anyway, actually, I don't think we don't have time to play a game anymore since...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not mad about it. I'd rather talk with
you. Are you poignant about it?
I am poignant.
In the negative sense?
Poignant.
Poignant.
Poignant. It's fun to say.
It is fun to say.
All right. Sorry for ragging on you so much.
That's okay.
I wasn't expecting to, and the sheets thing threw me. I did not know you were washing them secretly.
It's just underlying frustrations that you have,
I guess.
With me, apparently.
Apparently. I apologize. Blaze, do you have his new skin tag? He has a skin tag on him. Okay. That's all. I love you guys. Merch link is down below. Follow us for the next month of this, and then it's Rachel Uncensored Weekly, which my mom will guest host every once in a while. And yeah, we love you guys. And enjoy Red Apple Day, but don't eat a delicious apple because you have standards in life. It'll make you poignant.
What is it?
Poignant. 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 I feel like you have to eat the word.
Poignant.
Poignant.
You're a nut.
I love you guys. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical, New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.